From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama prepares to outline a new military effort against the Islamic State group. And Secretary of State Kerry meets Iraqi leaders as part of a regional effort to combat the militants. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil a plan for an expanded U.S.-led military effort against Islamic State militants in the Mideast. Mr. Obama is due to present the plan in a televised address in 2 hours from now. The White House says he will talk about a comprehensive strategy to degrade and ultimately destroy the Islamic State group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Baghdad on Wednesday at the start of a regional tour aimed at building an international coalition to fight the militants. VOA State Department correspondent Scott Stearns was with the secretary.
After meeting with Iraq's new president, prime minister, and foreign minister, Kerry said they share a commitment to resolve long-standing grievances over budgeting, federalism, oil policy, and the inclusivity of security forces. Differences, he says, were largely put off by outgoing Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Al-Maliki's marginalizing Iraq's Sunni minority played a part in the rise of Islamic State militants, who are also known as ISIL. So there was no building a coalition against them so long as he stayed in power.
As President Obama has made clear from the beginning, a new and inclusive Iraqi government has to be the engine of our global strategy against ISIL. And now that the Iraqi parliament has approved a new cabinet with new leaders and representation from all Iraqi communities, it's full speed ahead.
This is VOA News. A young American woman who was engaged to an alleged Islamic State fighter has pleaded guilty to terrorism charges in the United States. In a court appearance in the state of Colorado on Wednesday, 19-year-old Shannon Conley admitted that she planned to help jihadists in Syria, including the man she met online. The Muslim convert said she attended a military-style training camp in the United States, learned to shoot guns, and received a certificate in nursing so that she could support Islamist fighters in the Mideast. Authorities said U.S. federal agents made multiple attempts to dissuade her from traveling abroad. The agents arrested Conley at a U.S. airport in April when she attempted to board a flight to Turkey. Conley will be sentenced in January and faces up to 5 years in prison. Well, to listen to President Obama as he speaks about the Islamic State militants, go to our website at voanews.com. We are providing live coverage beginning at 12:30 Universal Time on Thursday. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says Moscow has withdrawn more than two-thirds of the Russian troops suspected of operating in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Poroshenko made the comment in a televised cabinet meeting on Wednesday. He said he received intelligence that 70% of the suspected Russian troops that entered Ukraine to support the pro-Russian separatists had crossed back into Russia. The NATO alliance has estimated that at least 1,000 Russian troops crossed into Ukraine in recent months, helping the rebels to reverse territorial losses in the fight against Ukrainian government troops. Russia has denied sending any troops and military hardware into eastern Ukraine. Pakistan's military says its warplanes have struck three Taliban hideouts near its border with Afghanistan, killing 65 suspected members of the militant group. Pakistani officials say the early Wednesday airstrikes targeted Taliban positions in the North Waziristan tribal region, where the military has been conducting a major offensive in recent months. The Pakistani tribal area is off limits to journalists, making it impossible to independently confirm Pakistan's claims of militant casualties. Well, the International Committee of the Red Cross says hundreds of thousands of people in South Sudan are facing starvation and urgently need international assistance to survive. The ICRC is appealing for an additional $19 million to cover some of the war-torn country's humanitarian needs. The UN Children's Fund says almost a quarter of a million children in South Sudan are suffering severe malnutrition. The agency says as many as 50,000 children are at risk of death if they don't receive appropriate treatment.
That's the latest world news from VOA.